Welcome to Stocks of the Hour. I'm Melissa Darmoan. Let's take a look at the companies that are on the move today. Centuri Industrial REIT's profit catapulted by 712% for the 2021 financial year, thanks to a string of successful acquisitions, a strong valuation uplift, and the e-commerce boom from the pandemic. The property dynamo fired up their acquisition engine, bumping up their portfolio to 62 industrial assets, boosting its portfolio value to $3.1 billion after they inked 18 contracts over this period. Australia's largest listed pure-play industrial REIT banked $91.4 million of funds from operations to post $611.2 million statutory net profit, along with a 25% valuation uplift to $587 million, with occupancy sitting at 96.9%. Distribution of 17 cents per unit is set to be paid on the 10th of August. Shares are trading flat at $3.85. Furniture retailer Nick Scali posted bullish numbers for the 2021 financial year, with their net profit after tax up 100%, along with a 42.1% uptick in revenue compared to the year before, beating analyst expectations as consumers decorate their homes while cooped up inside due to the pandemic. The furniture retailer posted NPAT of $842.2 million, stacking above their recent guidance issued in May, with a 92% spike in EBITDA of $126.6 million, while costs were 30% of sales, down 8.4% the year before. The furniture giant started the new financial year on a strong note, with online growth up 88% for July compared to the year before. However, they could not provide any guidance for the upcoming year due to the COVID-19 as a headline, with unpredictable lockdowns, the current supply chain bottleneck, and rising costs. Shares are trading 0.9% lower at $12.21. Gold player Resolute Mining has landed a deal to offload its Bibiani gold mine in Ghana for $122 million to US-listed company Asante Gold. The deal was struck after their first attempt to divest the mine for $142 million in December last year to China's Qifeng Jilong Gold Mining Co., which grinded to a halt in April. The Chinese miner said it didn't receive timely information from Resolute about the cancelled mining lease. The Ghanaian Minerals Watchdog unexpectedly terminated the license in March to then reinstate the lease a month later, blocking the recognition of the sale. Resolute has already banked $40.6 million from the newly struck agreement, with the transaction forecasted to complete in 10 days. Shares are trading 4.5% higher at 58 cents.